Blog Talk Radio.
It hardly seems like a year ago that I packed my bags and some money I'd saved. I had a yearning to find myself and to see this land of the free and the brave. I saw my first mountain sunrise from an Appalachian range. I felt a heavenly presence and a rushing wind of change. I am an American man, I'm made of American dreams. I am an American man, returning to the things the land, who toil with their hands for an honest day's wage. I've seen the stuff from which legends were born, and destinies reached, and histories made. It seems we've come to a crossroads, all our standards are compromised. I pray that our lady liberty will awaken before she dies.
I am an American man,
of our 54-day dedicated prayer for America. Today is August 12th, 2022. And so we want to welcome everybody. Welcome all Deeper Truth and Grace Forest members as we join together as one to pray for America. And so we will begin. The Catholic Church dedicates the month of August to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The Immaculate Heart is often venerated together with the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the devotion we celebrate in June. And this is important. I love it. As that because the Church has been doing this for some time. And so the month of August is traditionally dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It commemorates the joys and sorrows of the Mother of God, her virtues and perfections, her love for God and her divine Son, and her compassionate love for mankind. As early as 1643, St. John Eudes and his followers observed 8 February as the Feast of the Heart of Mary. That's interesting, because when you read early in Luke, you read that she observed all these things in her heart. That's really interesting. The Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and the Chaste Heart of St. Joseph. The heart of the Holy Family. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is a symbol of Christ's immense love for humanity, with a wound on its side and a crown of thorns representing the damage of our sins. The Immaculate Heart of Mary gives us an example of how we as Christians should love. As Pope Paul VI said, "May the Immaculate Heart of Mary shine before the eyes of all Christians as the model of perfect love toward God and toward our fellow beings. May it lead them toward the holy sacraments by virtue of which souls are cleansed from the stains of sin and are preserved from it. May it also stimulate them to make reparation for the innumerable offenses against the divine majesty. Lastly, may it shine like a banner of unity and a spur to perfect the bonds of brotherhood among all Christians in the bosom of the one Church of Jesus Christ, the Catholic Church, taught by the Holy Spirit, honors her with filial affection and piety as a most beloved mother. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, heavenly beauty and splendor of the Father, you are the most valued heavenly treasure. New Eve, immaculate in soul, spirit, and body, created of the godly seed by the Spirit of God, you are the spiritual mother of mankind. Pure virgin, full of grace, then and now, your whole being was raised heavenly in full glory, to be elevated above all the hosts within the kingdom of God. O heavenly mother, queen of heaven and earth, I recognize the glory of your highest title, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. O most blessed mother, heart of love, heart of mercy, ever listening, caring, consoling, hear our prayer. As your children, we implore your intercession with Jesus, your Son. Receive with understanding and compassion and petitions we place before you today. We pray for Christian families around the world. May they embody and experience unconditional love and advance in holiness in their daily lives. We dedicate this prayer dedicated for America. Also, for all the bishops, priests, deacons, and religious, for their continued mission to reach the world for Christ and to hold fast here in America. We pray for the conversion of all our political figures in government, that they will honor religious freedom and stand for life. We pray for all our first responders, our police officers, EMT medics, paraprofessionals, our doctors and nurses, medical professionals, for the defense of life. We pray for our military, those who are deployed around the world. We pray for the poor souls of purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. We pray for the end of abortion and for the end of planned murderhood. I dedicate this prayer for my wife and family members and all those of deeper truth and grace force. I pray for my healing and my wife's healing. I pray also for this coming year, RCIA candidates and catechumens preparing for the next Easter vigil. I dedicate this prayer devotion for America to turn from the paganism and hedonism it has been heading towards. I also dedicate this prayer for children runaways, that they return safely. O most blessed Mother, heart of love, heart of mercy, ever listening, caring, consoling, hear our prayer as your children. We implore your intercession with Jesus, your Son. Receive with understanding and compassion the petitions we place before you today. Said and unsaid. Loving Mother, dispenser of endless blessings, you who continuously intercede on our behalf, please present which we have called and asked before your loving Son, Jesus. We are comforted in knowing your heart is ever open to those who ask for your help. We trust your gentle care and intercession. Those whom we love and who are sick or lonely or hurting, help all of us, my Mother, Holy Mother, to bear our burdens in this life until we may share eternal life and peace with God forever. Amen. And this litany was composed by John Henry Cardinal Newman shortly after he converted to Catholicism in 1845. So let us pray this with reverence and recall the many blessings that have flowed through Mary from Jesus to us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Heart of Mary, pray for us. Heart of Mary, like unto the heart of God, pray for us. Heart of Mary, united to the heart of Jesus, pray for us. Heart of Mary, instrument of the Holy Spirit, pray for us. Heart of Mary, sanctuary of the Divine Trinity, pray for us. Heart of Mary, tabernacle of God incarnate, pray for us. Heart of Mary, immaculate from your creation, pray for us. Heart of Mary, full of grace, pray for us. Heart of Mary, blessed among all hearts, pray for us. Heart of Mary, throne of glory, pray for us. Heart of Mary, most humble, pray for us. Heart of Mary, holocaust of divine love, pray for us. Heart of Mary, fastened to the cross with Jesus crucified, pray for us. Heart of Mary, comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Heart of Mary, refuge of sinners, pray for us. Heart of Mary, hope of the agonizing, pray for us. Heart of Mary, seat of mercy, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Immaculate Mary, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto the heart of Jesus. O most merciful God, who for the salvation of sinners and the refuge of the miserable was pleased that the most pure heart of Mary should be most like in charity and pity to the divine heart of your Son, Jesus Christ, grant that we who commemorate this sweet and loving heart by the merits and intercession of the same Blessed Virgin may merit to be found like unto the heart of Jesus through the same Christ our Lord Amen. And for the honoring of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, one, salvation of our own soul. This is what Mary said to all those who on the first Saturday of five consecutive months fulfill all the conditions requested. I promise to assist them at the hour of death with all the graces necessary for the salvation of their soul. This little devotion practiced with a good heart is then enough to procure infallibly for us of final perseverance of eternal salvation. And this promise is without any exclusion, limitation, restriction to all who I promise heaven for eternity for five holy communions and salvation of sinners. And how many of us have family members who are not practicing their faith? So numerous are the souls which the justice of God condemns for sins committed against me that I come to ask for reparation. Sacrifice yourself for this intention and pray. Our Lady had said this to Sister Lucy at Tai, Spain, on June 13, 1929. In consideration of this little devotion, Jesus and Mary wish to give the grace of pardon to souls who have had the misfortune of offending the Immaculate Heart of Mary, wrote Sister Lucy in a letter of May 1930. And then peace in the world. Whether the world has war or peace depends on the practice of this devotion. Along with the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, this is why I desire its propagation so ardently, especially because this is also the will of our dear Mother in Heaven. Sister Lucy, March 19, 1939. The promise made by Our Lady to Lucia on July 13, 1917, that there would be a future manifestation concerning the practice of the five first Saturdays was fulfilled on December 10, 1925. Lucia was then a postulant sister in the Dorinthian convent at Tuy, Spain. On this occasion, Our Lady appeared together with the child Jesus, who spoke first to Lucia. These are the words of Jesus. Have compassion on the heart of your holy, most holy mother, covered with thorns which ungrateful men place therein at every moment, while there is no one who does an act of reparation to withdraw them for her. And then Our Lady addressed Lucia as follows. Behold, my daughter, my heart encircled with thorns with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. Give me consolation, you at least, and make known on my behalf that I promise to assist at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation all who on the first Saturday of five consecutive months confess their sins, receive Holy Communion, recite five decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes. Meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary with the purpose of making reparation to my Immaculate Heart. So that is one, confession, two, receive Holy Communion, three, devout recitation of the Rosary with meditation, and four, with the intention of making reparation. This is important. This is all important. Several examples of the various symbolic meanings of the word heart are found in both the Old and New Testaments. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, with all watchfulness, keep your heart, because life issued out from it. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, 27, I will remove from your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Matthew chapter 5, 8, blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Ephesians chapter 3, 17, that Christ may dwell by faith in your hearts. And then Psalms 50, verse 10. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. And so, And so we are, again, day five of this prayer dedication for America. And so let us begin here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended you, and I detest all my sins because of your just punishments, but most of all because you're all good and deserving of all my love. And I firmly resolve with the help of your grace to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. Our Lady of America, you asked that the United States of America be the country dedicated to your purity, and that your children in America be the children of your pure heart. Please intercede for us that we may be granted this grace and more with morally good leaders who will act according to the revealed will of God and the foundational principles of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States of America. When America is strong, the world is safer. Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth, intercede for us, your children in America, as we pray for our nation, our military, and our families. We pray for our government leaders that they will make just decisions and govern us in accordance with truth and the principles upon which our nation was founded. We ask protection for those serving in the military and for our first responders. Bless them and their families as they sacrifice themselves to keep us safe. We pray for our families in a culture that seeks to destroy the morals and values upon which this country was founded. May our families be united in faith and charity. Reclaim this great country for your son's glory, that under his protection and guidance, we may stand together as a people of faith and trust in him for the changes we seek. O blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We ask forgiveness for our offenses against you. We seek your loving care for all our needs and requests. You have blessed our nation and given us countless gifts. Our freedom and the ability to seek your will every day are among our dearest possessions. But in turning away from you, we not only risk the loss of our country, which it has stood for, but we also offend you, who are all good and deserving of all our love. We offer to you this dedication, this prayer dedication we are making as Americans. We ask that you hear us and through your fathomless mercy convert the hearts of our people and bring them back to you. May our land once more ring out with praise of you and the most loving Virgin Mary, to whom we have entrusted the petitions of this devotion for America. Most Holy God, we thank you for hearing us. May our hearts praise you forever. Amen. Dear Jesus, allow the truth of holy love to flood the heart of this nation. Place truth in the center of every heart. Return this nation to its rightful place under the dominion of God. Amen. Dear Jesus, inspire the hearts of legislators to bring fairness into every law. In so doing, inspire lawmakers to remove contradiction from laws concerning life in the womb, so that no one is forced to support contraception or abortion against their free will. Do not allow religious freedom to be trampled under the feet of those who favor death in the womb. Amen. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking to ruin his souls. Amen. St. Teresa of Avila encouraged Christians in her day, instructing us, when the devil wants to remind us of our past, that we can remind him of his future. Wow. And one of my favorite Easter songs of all time was written by Tom Conry, a noted Catholic artist and writer. I have served as a Eucharistic minister in the absence of a Catholic priest for my military units for many years. For me, this was always a great blessing. I would be able to conduct a Catholic lay service and provide consecrated hosts for the Catholic population in the absence of a Catholic priest. I remember one Easter while deployed to JRTC, a 30-day rotation at Fort Polk, Louisiana. The chaplain's assistant and I worked on putting this song, Roll Away the Stone, together for our Easter time service. And this was a great joy, as the chaplain's assistant was a Protestant who came to love this song. Music can tame the most savage beast. We had a great time, and soldiers really liked what we did. And so during this time, we worked on making the shell of a lay Catholic liturgy of the word service into a nice presentation with music. And so this is something that we have have done for so long, but I love this song, Roll Away the Stone.
They have been saying, no one will remember.
Let's roll away the stone. And if you do roll away the stone from your heart, and so that you can see, if you can see, some people may have 20/20 vision, but they can't see the light of day. But we need to open our eyes, the eyes of faith. And from there, I can say, I walk the line.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
From man's earliest days, he has looked to the heavens for a being superior to himself. In the earliest annals of history, we find the results of this search. Zeus, chief of the gods of ancient Greece, who ruled by thunderbolt. Mars, the Roman god of war. Apollo, Thor, and other gods and goddesses that you'd better not cross if you know what's good for you. Then, gradually, from a single nation, emerges a god unlike any of the others that man had crafted for himself. This god didn't rule over man with an iron hand, but with a tender, sacred heart. He held out his hand in love to his creation, going so far as to sacrifice himself in atonement for the sins of mankind. The Greeks even had a name for him. They called this god the Unknown God, and even erected a temple to him. Years later, St. Paul would formally introduce him. And that is exactly why the Catholic Defender is here. Your host represents an unbroken line of succession to the apostles of the one called Jesus, the only one whose mercy and compassion overflows any container that tries to contain it. This is a God you really want to meet. We're here to make the introduction. This God is a God of judgment. However, first and foremost, he is a God of mercy and compassion. He won't turn you away. He holds out his hand in divine mercy to you and everyone. He loves you as you are, but he also loves you too much to let you stay that way. He'll forgive your sin, not condone it. So what are we waiting for? Let's meet your host, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, one with answers to your most pressing questions. Now, here's Don Hartley.
I wrote this article, The Night of the Patriot. On August the 2nd, Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait, deposing Emir of Kuwait, and systematically took over the country. 5 days later, President Bush responded along with the UN Security Council, demanding Hussein to withdraw from Kuwait. A total of 34 nations formed a coalition against Saddam Hussein, who at the time boasted of having the fourth largest military, which showcased Russian-made weaponry and weapons of mass destruction. In the 1980s, Hussein had used such weapons against his own people. President Bush launched Operation Desert Shield, calling this the line in the sand. In early August 1990, the 3rd Battalion, 187th Infantry, arrived in Saudi Arabia, being escorted in by F-15 fighter pilots. As we approached the runway, we noticed the thousands of body bags, reminding us this was not a joyride. Outside King Fahd Airport, the Army built Tent City, where we would stay when not on the front line at the border of Iraq. The next several months, we were part of Operation Desert Shield. We were that line in the sand. Summer in Saudi Arabia is hot, like about 130 degrees in the shade. We had to drink lots of water. The biggest threats we were facing at the time was clearly environmental. We had many combat casualties taken off the front line due to dysentery and heat and exhaustion. Our battalion commander and practically the whole battalion caught disease and was in the aid station being treated, requiring many IVs. I was 66 out of 67 first-time IV sticks during this crucial time. This affected just about everyone who had seemed, even most of the battalion aid station. I was one of the few that did not get sick, which was interesting because I was exposed to this all the time. As medics, we were very important, keeping the fighting force going. I remember late at night, while keeping radio watch in the aid station, I would pray the rosary. I had my trusty New American Bible, which had great pictures. Using my flashlight, those pictures would seem to come to life. As I meditated on them, every day we continued to work on our defensive positions, digging in, filling sandbags, and training for war. It became known I was doing push-ups and sit-ups. One day, one of our officers exerted himself, boasting of doing 600 push-ups because I couldn't let an officer boast of a record. The next day, I did 700 push-ups, and that was never topped. I would have soldiers come to my position who would ask me about the Catholic faith, about the Bible, how to pray the rosary. What a blessing it was to be able to give witness and testimony for the Lord in that environment. Our battalion chaplain was a Catholic priest, Father Cerrone, who was a great blessing. We were celebrating Mass using an MRE box as an altar in a place Mass had not been said in over 1,500 years. Years later, after leaving the Rockassons, I was assigned with the 194th Military Police MP Company, still at Fort Campbell. I went to check on my Meritorious Service Medal, MSM, when I ran into one of my soldiers in the Gulf War. He had been one of the soldiers I had spoken with about the Catholic faith while still in Saudi Arabia, in the desert in the Saudi Arabia. He told me that he never forgot the times we spoke and how he was enlightened to the scriptures. He thanked me for those times and explained to me since those times he was now baptized and received into the Catholic faith. That meant a great deal to me. It reminded me of the importance of being available to anyone we meet, because you never know the impact you might have on someone who is really searching. I was one of over 500,000 soldiers, sailors, Marines, and other nations as part of this coalition. This Security Council, the Security Council passed the resolution requiring Iraq to withdraw from Kuwait. January 17th began Operation Desert Storm, beginning a five-week-long campaign, flying 2,000-plus sorties a day, hitting strategic targets. General Norman Schwarzkopf led the attack, hitting the logistics, causing much confusion among the Iraqi army. I never will forget the sound of the planes idling, getting ready to take off. It shocked all of us, woke us up early in the morning. On 21 January, my unit was preparing to invade Iraq to participate in the longest air assault mission, traveling 175 miles into enemy territory. Our objective was to block the area near Baghdad in the Euphrates River Basin. As we waited for word to move out, we were in MOP 4, which is our protection against potential chemical attack. That was a huge threat we were always prepared for during the Gulf War. We were waiting for orders to move out. I never will forget that evening. The Buffalo Bills and the Oakland Raiders were playing the AFC Championship game, which Buffalo won 51-3. Under the cover of darkness, suddenly, just as we were boarding a bus to take us to the airport, one of Hussein Scud missiles was flying overhead. From where we were, the Scud looked like a star flying across the sky. That got everyone's attention. The explosion missed the airport and landed harmlessly in the desert. Then another Scud came flying overhead, and this time one of our Patriot missiles hit this Scud, the second Scud, right over our position. Talk about hitting the deck as everyone dove for cover. The explosion and impact hitting the Scud lit up the sky with a loud supersonic boom. Such was the threat we encountered every day. As the danger passed, we boarded the bus and made it to the airport, where we prepared to travel to Iraq. Finally, we boarded on the Black Hawk helicopters, and we were off. This would be the longest air assault mission of all time. It was called the Hail Mary play. We would land in the Euphrates River Valley Basin. I was one of nearly 2,000 soldiers riding in 60 Black Hawks and 30 Chinook, 47 Chinooks, along with Cobra and Apache support elements. The helicopters did not land us on the basin as it was muddy. We simply jumped out of the choppers, grabbing our gear and setting up a hasty fighting position. I maintained a 120-pound rucksack, carrying it with my medical equipment. I also maintained an AT-4 anti-tank device in case we had enemy tanks nearby. The area of Operation Eagle was our setup with the mission was to cut off Highway 8 from the Iraq positions in the south. We were cutting off the head of the snake. Father Cerrone and I would walk the perimeter in the dark, praying the rosary as gunfire was heard in the distance. When it would get close, we would jump into our fighting positions. After the ground war was over, we maintained our area of operations for more than 30 days. I remember listening to the BBC radio telling the world that there were no more American soldiers in Iraq. And here we were, the farthest into Iraq near Baghdad. We have refugees coming to us, seeking help. In one nearby town, the mayor was hung because he opposed Saddam Hussein, while another nearby town, the mayor was hung because he supported Hussein. That was a crazy time for sure. We finally broke down preparing to leave the Euphrates on March 5th, and so I went into my foxhole for the last time that night. At about 03 in the morning, we had a major rain that hit us. I got swamped, getting me up out quickly, saving my gear. As we waited, the wind was blowing strong. I sat on an MRE box, with my poncho snapping as if it was alive. March 6th was a miserable day, but at least we were alive and leaving the area for Camp Cobra. From there, we would soon be preparing to leave the Middle East in April. And here is Psalms 91. You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shade of the Almighty, say to the Lord, my refuge and fortress, my God, in whom I trust. He will rescue you from the fowler's snare, from the destroying plague. He will shelter you with his pinions, and under his wings you may take refuge. His faithfulness is a protecting shield. You shall not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that roams in darkness, nor the plague that ravages at noon. Though 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, near you it shall not come. You need simply watch. The punishment of the wicked you will see. Because you have the Lord for your refuge and have made the Most High your stronghold, no evil shall befall you, no affliction come near you, near your tent. For he commands his angels with regard to you, to guard you wherever you go. With the hands they shall support you, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You can tread upon the asp and the viper, trample the lion and the dragon. Because he clings to me, I will deliver him. Because he knows my name, I will set him on high. He will call upon me, and I will answer. It will be with him in distress. I will deliver him and give him honor. With length of days, I will satisfy him and fill him with my saving power. The word of the Lord. And thank you, Lord.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves to rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plains. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood of sea.
Thine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the village where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Sounded forth the trumpet that shall never come retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on.
Follow miracle. I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on there. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before. And I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
God bless America.
I was there in the winter of 64 when we camped in the ice at Nashville's door. 300 miles our trail had led. We barely had time to bury our dead. When the Yankees charged and the colors fell, Overton Hill was a living hell. When we called retreat, it was almost dark. Died with a grape shot in my heart. Say a prayer for peace for every fallen son. Set my spirit free. Let me Mother Mary, I'm so tired, but I can't come home till the last shot's fired. In June of 1944, I waited in the blood of Omaha's shores.
scared to death. My heart pounding in my chest. I almost made the first sea wall when my friends turned and saw me fall. I still smell the smoke, I can taste the mud as I lay there dying from a loss of blood.
But we can't come home.
No, we can't come home.